And on the line now, I have our own Barbara Jennings. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Hi, John. Isn't it a lovely day?
Isn't it? Well, it was when I was coming in 2 hours ago.
It's sunny now here where I am. It's absolutely beautiful. And I believe we want to talk about all the times, the great times we've had in Neera FM.
Yes, it's our 25th anniversary and we're doing interviews. And I said, well, Barbara, you've been around for a while. So should be interesting.
I had the great pleasure of bumping into Punky Paul. Do you remember him?
No. Who?
Oh yeah, he did Punky. He's called Punky Paul. Paul Leonard. He did a punk show.
Oh
in
yeah,
Neera
yeah,
FM,
yeah, yeah.
And I bumped into him in the pub, and he put me on. He brought me to Neera FM, got me interviewed by Ken, and then onto the art show for my solo art exhibition. And I said, "Oh God, this is great altogether. How do I get involved in this?" And eventually, there was a kind of a schooling of people for radio, and I got picked out of that to go on a CE scheme, and here I am. I've been a volunteer ever since.
Yeah. How many years later? When was that? When did it all go?
I don't know. That's about 07, 08. I think around 08, because we won, like, in the arts. I was on the arts program. That was really exciting for at least a year. And with Emer O'Kelly, Rebecca Bloomfield, Robbie Keane, and myself. And we won a recognition award. I know that was in 08, so it was before 08.
Yeah, that's good. You know, you're on our show every Wednesday. Well, not anymore because of COVID-19. And
I'll be back.
Oh, you will indeed, yeah.
this too shall pass, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody has to remember that. This is going to go away eventually. I'm a firm believer, you know. And if everybody collectively says, this too shall pass, it'll go away, folks,
yeah,
you know.
It will indeed.
And
yeah.
It's hard. It's a tough one for especially sick people and the elderly and that. But it will see an end at some stage.
It will indeed, and you'll be back in the art galleries and you'll be reporting back to us and you'll be telling us all about the beautiful paintings that you describe so well.
Sculpture and art, yeah. The one thing that Neera FM did give to me was a brilliant education as a reporter, a researcher, a presenter and a producer. And I found my niche in being a roving reporter for the arts with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And even before yourself, I was working on that. I mean, it's like the theatre, the Abbey, the Gate, the Lab, Irish Museum of Modern Art, the RHA, you know, Northside Musical Festivals up in Farmlea. I interviewed Shay Healy, and we had opera. Also, we had opera in Darndale, can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah, I covered the whole. It was brilliant. We're up in Darndale. I think it's just brilliant. They brought opera to Darndale, and all of the people there, they're all sitting listening to the concert. Wasn't that fantastic?
That was absolutely brilliant. Great.
Yeah, and there's lots of ones there. One that really strikes my mind was when I was doing current affairs before, as well as the arts, is that I attended the Souveness, not far from Neera FM, and I asked the people, well, what do you think of depression? What do you think of this terrible illness that you have and everything? And they said, oh, yeah, there's a stigma and everything. So we had a brilliant interview with all these people, clients, right? And when I came back to the studios, I thought, that's grand, you know?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And I came back to the studio. The whole place gave me a standing ovation.
Oh, that was fantastic.
All my colleagues.
That was fantastic.
It was. I was very, very touched by that. And do you remember Emily Conway, the voice of an angel?
No.
Remember her?
I can't say.
Called her that. You called her, she has the voice of an angel, you said to me. Beautiful.
Oh, I do. I do remember her, yes.
A blind, yeah. Semi-blind
right.
Lady.
I remember her well. I actually have her album at home.
She's brilliant. Well, she's, and of course, then we covered the pantos, and you know, I mean, at more serious levels, I was covering graffiti and the state of Moore Street with Richard Guiney in town, and drama groups, musical societies. I mean, I've covered an awful lot over the period of time, and what I've only done, folks, is about 10 minutes a week is what I do. I do a slot. So I try to make it as interesting as possible.
So is there anything that stands out in your mind, you know?
Well, all the arts and all the, like, I mean, for example, the Solomon and the Mosers and all that. But one that really stands out is a guy came to me, he had come off heroin, and he wanted to share it with everybody to make sure nobody else did as foolish a thing as he. That touched me.
Yeah. And you covered
that.
And
we did it from my house here because we wanted a bit of confidentiality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's off at about 18 years now at this stage, 16, 18 years. And you know what he's doing now? He's doing his master's in counselling. He's out doing that.
That's fantastic,
isn't
it? To help
other people.
Yeah, that's a great story. It's fantastic. Isn't
it? It is a good story, yeah. He's a great guy. He's from around here, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't matter his name.
That's
and I think he's just doing a fantastic job altogether to get to that level to do your master's after all that had happened to him.
Yeah, it is. And it's great when you get good feedback after doing something and you get a thank you email or anything like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we also had rap singers, rap artists from Ballymun.
Yeah.
I had them in studio.
Yeah.
Also the recycling centre of the bikes and furniture in Ballymun, that's a really good place. And the Chester Beatty Library is always one I go to. And, I mean, the list is endless. I've covered so much in the time I've been with Near FM. And, of course, I'm very grateful to have been given the opportunity by Sally and Kieran and Alan.
Yeah, and we get great freedom, you know, to
say. We do.
You know, within reason.
They never ask, what are you doing? They never ask, you know, they trust me. They never ask me, what are you doing on this or that? They just totally trust me because they know I'm not going to do anything stupid anyway, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, the amount of people I've met from the National Concert Hall and Smock Alley and the Georgian Society, and I'll be very interested to see what sort of work they've done on their buildings there in the city centre, doing absolute fantastic work. And I remember, no, you don't remember, Keith Sherry, an acid rock singer. you know, I mean, I've gone from, you know, the concert hall to Darndale Opera to punk rockers to everything.
Oh, yeah, it's mad at the things you get into, and it's, as you said, you meet some fantastic people,
amazing! And the amazing thing is, you do, John. You meet amazing people, and the other thing is, they're all gone because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but they'll be
back. This has been decimated.
Yeah,
the arts has had to go to sleep. But do you know something? I doubt very much if they're asleep. I'd say all these artists are painting and doing sculpture and producing music, and we'll hear it all when all this is over.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a multitude of that.
There'll be a multitude of it, but I mean, we miss them all, you know?
Yeah.
I miss music in Bewley's and theatre in Bewley's and everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know. You cover some very interesting stuff, I know, on the Wednesday show. Right, as I said to you, we're finishing up early now because of cleaning studios and all that now. So is there anything you'd like to add?
What?
Anything you'd like to add? To
No, really, just thank you to everybody who gave me an interview, you know. And without you, I don't have a slot, you know. And I can go. I love having you, and I know you love having me, so let's do more work together.
Oh, we will, definitely. The slot is still there, always will be. Okay, Barbara, listen, thanks very much for taking the call.
You're welcome indeed.
Okay, and we'll talk again very soon. Thank you, Barbara.
We will. See you then. Thank you.
See you, Barbara.
Bye.